Just a word to the generations coming on, advice to the youth.
I think that, and this would hold true for anybody, but in case of Chickasaw, you need to hold true to yourself, who you are, your heritage, the history of the people that you're a part of, and to continue to nurture the values and the traditions that exist as a result of your heritage, and be your brother's keeper. Work with others and make sure that if you can be of help and can be someone to be a leader of the group, to step up and do it. That really holds true for everybody, doesn't it?
Right. And you, and how you've grown into this, really shown leadership all these years. Is there a name for what we would call God in Chickasaw?
Abba Benili.
Maybe Abba Benili? You were chosen.
That's very possible. We have a belief that that's the case. The Chickasaw beliefs, you can see a lot of similarity to that and to the beliefs of greater society and the Christian and Jewish belief. There's a link there. You can see so many similarities when you look at it. By and large, today, our people are in all walks of life. They have beliefs much like that of the rest of society. And that's why it's so easy, I think, for people to make that transition, because there was so much similarity in the two.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. This will inspire others, whatever walk in life, to be leaders and to be good citizens.
It's been a real pleasure for me, and I feel privileged that you would ask me to talk to you.